You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, folks. Who's grafted in? That's the question. That's the series we're going through. If you have missed these, please go to keepthesabbath.com, click on the link for radio shows, and they're all archived up there. In the meantime, I talked about how God divorced Israel. Well, a lot of Christians know this, but there's something that comes up in this, like we touched on briefly. What was the grounds for God divorcing Israel? Well, it was adultery, harlotry. Let me read it again. Jeremiah 3:6, and the Lord said to me, in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She's gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot. And I said, after she had done these things, return to me, but she did not return. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. Then I saw that for all the causes of which backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear and went and played the harlot also. So Judah did the same things that Israel was doing. Verse 9, so it came to pass through her casual harlotry that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and trees, and yet for all this her sister, treacherous sister Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense. In other words, God divorces Israel for adultery. What's the adultery? The green trees and the stones in the high hills? Well, that's a huge hint right there. Go back and read Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. After all, it's talking about this in Jeremiah 3, 6 through 10. You go, what's Jeremiah 10? 1 through 5. Well, God forbids people to go out into the woods with an axe, cut down a tree, take it back to their homes, fasten it with nails in a stand so it doesn't fall over. This sounds like a practice that happens every December 25th, except now we go to Walmart and buy the trees. We don't go out in the woods and cut down our own. And then they decorate it, silver, gold, tinsel, ornaments, whatever you put on there today. And it's dedicated to Nimrod, the pagan sun god that his illegitimate son is born on December 25th. Huh. Satan's counterfeit, what he was doing? God divorced Israel for doing these things. Committing adultery against God is whoring around with other false gods. When you observe things like Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, and the list goes on, all of these pagan celebrations dedicated to Satan's minions has nothing to do with Jesus, has nothing to do with our Father. It's the Bible tells us that he hates these things. In fact, he divorced Israel because of this. You're committing adultery against God if you do these things. Folks, the preachers don't tell you this because the congregation will get upset and walk out and they'll be out of a job and they'll be flipping hamburgers at McDonald's for a living because, quite frankly, that's all they're qualified to do. Quit whoring against God and committing adultery with Satan. Return to him, join his covenant, be grafted in, become a part of Israel, and be saved. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.